Chapter 12. Woods Hole, Massachusetts, 1935. The Barrys were surprised when their son didn't want to go to Juilliard, which they certainly could have afforded. The changeling was interested in music, but its interest was not human, and it could be indulged anywhere. It could sit alone in the dark and play, in its mind, fantastic compositions that no human could play. With two extra imaginary hands, it could play a Bach fugue forward and backward at the same time. It often did things like that in the hours it had to feign sleep. All it really knew of its origin was that it had come from the sea, and before taking human form it remembered having been for centuries a great white shark and a killer whale. There were other manifestations before that, and though the memories were vague, it seemed they had all been sea creatures of some sort. Were there a lot of its kind? There was no way to tell. Others who had taken human form could pass for human indefinitely, appearing to age at a normal rate, dying, and resuming life as someone else. Its readings in psychology indicated that its transition, while it was learning the difference between killer whale behavior and human behavior, cannot have been common. There were tales of feral children, supposedly raised by wolves or other animals, who might fit the pattern. He had plenty of time to investigate that. There was no compelling reason for someone like it to become human. They could still be white sharks or killer whales, or coral reefs or rocks, if that made them content. The sea was a good hiding place. So it decided that oceanography would be a reasonable place to start. If that didn't pan out, it could study some other discipline, switch identity, and do it again and again. Time was of no importance. The leading edge of oceanographic research was Woods Hole, a new, privately endowed institution. It was in Massachusetts, so the changeling applied to several places in that commonwealth. Turned down by both Harvard and MIT, possibly because most of its high school courses had been taught by home tutors, it wound up going to the University of Massachusetts, majoring in oceanography. Woods Hole did take graduate students from there as summer interns, and that was its eventual plan. Its academic performance was predictably irregular. It aced anything that had to do with logic or memorization, but didn't do well in courses like literature or philosophy. It saw that many other students were that way, and most of them were shy loners too. After part of one semester of dormitory life, it moved out and got an apartment in town. That minimized the time and energy devoted to maintaining the Jimmy Barry facade and gave it freedom to practice being other people, which it assumed would someday be a useful talent. After careful practice, it could become a different person of the same size in about 10 minutes. Smaller or larger took twice as long or more and was more painful and tiring. Once it became two children, though one had only average intelligence and the other was dim-witted. It had a cautious social life as Jimmy, going to a dance or the movies once or twice a month, always with a different girl. There was no shortage of dates for a handsome older California boy with money and family. There was no record of Jimmy's peculiar past in regard to the opposite sex, and in 1935, sex never became an issue on the first and only date. The changeling realized it would sooner or later have to learn sexual etiquette, but decided to put it off until later. There was almost no reliable information on the subject in America at that time. People in movies and books made obvious sexual overtures, but never followed through. It knew that take off your clothes and put them on the dresser would only work under certain conditions. You did have to wind up alone and in a state of undress together, but how you got there from the passionate kiss or arched eyebrow was a mystery. So its course was set. 4 years of work that shined in science and mathematics and language, but little else, which was good protective coloration, and then a couple of years on a master's, then a doctorate, and eventually Woods Hole. It did get to work at Woods Hole for 2 summers, sailing the Ketch Atlantis as a graduate intern. Every now and then, on days off, it would go to a deserted cove and spend an hour changing into a dolphin, to get back to the sea in a more personal, familiar way. These cold, rich waters were another world from its Pacific home, and it learned a lot, some of which would direct its own research.